Hi guys, welcome back to the welcome back to the podcast, really. It's been a while, Jane. Can't remember the last time we even posted an episode, but I guess it's just because there's been nothing happening Premier League wise, even in the football scheme of things. Obviously, we had a few games over Christmas, and then it's been January's more for FA Cup, isn't it? So apart from Arsenal Liverpool, where Liverpool won 2-0, where we should have won, there's nothing really been happening. Return of Kevin De Bruyne doing a masterclass against Newcastle. And obviously, the big news this weekend, or just before this weekend, Jane, Jurgen Klopp is leaving Liverpool at the end of the season.
Yeah.
You're surprised? Was I was surprised, to be fair, anyway.
Sure.
But
Sure.
what? Are you happy then? You must be
You
happy.
can't expect that, can you?
Nah.
Obviously, though, when a rival manage rival team loses the a manager that's been there for so long, obviously, yeah, you could have some sort of yeah, change. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think that's the best way to explain it. Just a yeah.
I'm happy
But
because obviously
yeah, it'll
there's
be
no
interesting to
option.
see. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because obviously, like Liverpool, spending wise, are not that extravagant compared to the rest around. Obviously, if you probably look at Klopp's time at being there, probably how much he's spent. Obviously, against like just a net spend, it's probably fuck all over 9 years. You know, and you could probably average it to like something like 50 million, which is fucking nothing. But obviously, when new manager comes in, you're gonna get this standard shit now, where like he's gonna want to play a different style of play. Here we go. So Jurgen Klopp's net spend is 254 million over 9 years, bro. That's fucking less than 30 million a year.
Numbers when he was at Emirates, pretty much.
That's ridiculous, isn't
Is consider what do you say? 200 and well, basically 30.
54.
Yeah,
Yeah,
30.
basically for 9 years he spent 30 million a year. And he's
That's
got the team that
crazy.
he has now.
That's
Now the
crazy.
new manager is no way in hell gonna be able to achieve that. They're gonna have to spend. Liverpool owners have to be prepared for that. The fan base are obviously gonna have to be prepared for to put the pressure on as well, because you know, Klopp's obviously been doing such a great job in that perspective, where coming second at the moment, the first, you know, pushing them season in, season out. Yeah, it's crazy. It's relentless, you know, what he's done. So it'll be
The thing
interesting to
is,
see.
I think it's more impressive now in terms of his net spend, because when he first came in, no one really wanted to come to Liverpool, didn't it? As much, considering the fact that he had to kind of find these guys, Mane's, Salah's, Firmino's. Well, Firmino was obviously already there, but Wijnaldum's. He had to spend more. What's the word? More creatively, more wise.
Yeah, you have,
Do you know what I mean?
to find like the underdogs, all right? You know,
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. So now we obviously it's more impressive to say now, considering he's actually spent a bit of money over the last few
yeah, that
years.
I think that's because of the lack of spending during that time as well. So there was a period
100%.
where they didn't spend, and now they've like overloaded a bit of spend right now. But yeah, like yes, yeah, it's crazy, you know, like
It's not
I don't think.
only that though. Look at who we spent. Like, I can't think of hardly any transfers that were a flop. If you look
Yeah.
at every person he signed, Alisson, Van Dijk, Mane, Salah, Wijnaldum. Trying to think of really Fabinho. Did he sign Fabinho?
Fabinho.
Yeah, Fabinho. Like basically Robertson. All that team was pretty much his. Matip. Like that team that he first created, I don't think there were any flops really, and I can't think of many flops.
Alisson, you know, like the whole team, Van
Yeah,
Dijk.
the whole team he built that team. Obviously, he spent a bit of money on Van Dijk and Alisson, which was needed at the time anyway. So it's not really a problem spending that sort of money. But
Even that money was like basically like Coutinho money.
of course, oh yeah, shit.
Yeah, sold Coutinho for
Yeah, so he
150.
basically netted it off there straight away.
So, but then even
I can't think of anyone that's been bad at Liverpool under his reign when he signed him. The only person I'd argue is that Carvalho, Fabio Carvalho. But even then, he's still a bit young anyway, so it's a bit of a different one. He wasn't supposed to come in and be like a mainstay in the team. Luis Diaz has obviously signed Dominic Szoboszlai, McAllister. Yeah, man, he's done bits at Liverpool. Obviously, I'm happy that he's gone, considering the fact that you knew Pep and Klopp, Liverpool and City were going to be top two pretty much every year with them two being in the league, right? So with one of them gone, it's definitely going to make the Premier League worse off. But for the other teams that are fighting, Chelsea, United, Spurs, Arsenal, we can probably mount more of a push.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the rest of them are up to that kind of that caliber. It'd probably just be Arsenal and probably City, but it'll just be an easier ride for City, I think.
Oh, 100%.
To clean up the league, you know. It'd be interesting to see. Depends who they come out with, you know. Obviously, the name is Xavi Alonso. If Alonso can come in straight in with a bang, which is going to be difficult, but if he can, then, you know, they can kind of just carry on from where they are. But he's going to want to bring in his own players. Some players might not be up to scratch to how he wants to play. It's going to take some time, you know, to rejig the team. There will be a rejig, you know, like, you know, there's rumours already, like, Salah's going to go, then Van Dijk's going to go. Like, if I'm Liverpool, I'd get rid of them anyway. I'd just cash in.
You know, if you're getting, because they got, what was the value for Salah last season? Someone put a bid in of 150 or something crazy.
I think it was like 200 or something.
So if you're getting 100 mil for Salah, let's say, for argument's sake, you definitely cash on him.
Yeah, I think hit 200.
200 mil for Salah?
Yeah.
He's in his last year's contract, though.
I don't think it matters. I don't think Saudi, like, that's the team, that's the country that won it. I don't think.
It only comes down if he requests, isn't it? If he requests, okay, I want to go.
I don't think he'll request out of respect, but I think mutually it'll probably be agreed between him and then the Liverpool Football Club as well, and then they will allow him to kind of just move on. And I don't think there'll be much of an issue in terms of, like, from the fan base either, which he probably feels like, yeah, this is it. You can kind of see it now in him as well. You know, when he performs, he's not got that pace, like that agility. He's probably thinking, fat paycheck, chill. You know, I've done my graft.
Yeah, he wants to go to a Muslim country. He'll be nice and basically home. He'll be home for
So, you like, obviously for him as well, he'll get a big fat paycheck. Easy for him, you know, in that sense. So,
and you can argue he's going to be, if he goes to Saudi, he's basically the face of the league. Do you know what I mean? Well, people will come to watch him.
There's only one face of the league.
Yeah, there's only one face of the league right now, isn't it? Ronnie, right now. But still, it's not. You can't argue he won't be one of the best. He won't be one of the best.
That's why they want to bring him in, right? Because
that revenue's big.
Yeah, definitely want to bring
that revenue's big. What about Van Dijk then? Because obviously he's come out with a statement saying, "Oh, he's kind of put in a grey area, isn't it?" But you can kind of see he don't mind. What's the word? Kind of just like he might be interested in probably leaving Liverpool at the end of the season. Obviously, considering the fact that he's, let's say, Jurgen Klopp's leaving, he might be thinking, "Okay, man, time for me to move on." What's he, 31? Going to be 31?
I'll be honest with you, like, he's not that good now as well. Like, Liverpool are. Obviously, I think he still makes mistakes, but I think they kind of get put under the rug, like his mistakes.
Mm. You don't think he's been that good?
Nah.
I don't agree, but he's
not world class. Like, but if you want to throw the world class statement, he's not world class. Not anymore.
He's still top five in the world, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the quality of centre backs around the world is good.
No. You're right. But what I'm saying is, if anyone's had the chance to sign Van Dijk, you take Van Dijk, isn't it?
Yeah,
the
but
the problem is the long term effect of Van Dijk. You cash in now and basically rebuild your own team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You cash in now because, like I said, he was shit last season. Yeah, absolute dog shit last season. This season he's okay. Yeah, he's okay. Like if Konate is next to him, he looks good because Konate has the pace to compensate for him. If Konate is not there, then it's problems. Like the ball is going over his head. Like he's getting dusted for pace. He doesn't have the legs anymore.
No, agreed.
Against Fulham, in the league, you know, Brighton. There's so many teams, you know, like where he's been absolutely done. And I think obviously the other side for Liverpool is competent, you know, the goals. But next season is going to be even worse. He's not going to get any better now.
He's not. He's peaked.
Yeah. You say bye bye, man, like to that guy as well.
In the group chat, you said he could go to Madrid, didn't it? You said.
I didn't say that. I don't think he'll go to Madrid.
You didn't say you said that. I don't think Madrid's the right fit. I don't really know where he can go. That's my problem.
Yeah,
be right at the top. He's not. There's no point leaving Liverpool.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it'll be like a mutual thing again. Liverpool will be like, yeah, it's time to go. But if Liverpool probably smart, maybe they tell Van Dijk, hang on for 1 year. You go next year. Salah will go this year. Because you can't lose two.
Nah. No, you can't. You can't.
So maybe in that sense, maybe Liverpool will do something like that. But one will go. But when?
I think considering the fact that Salah was looking to go, not looking, but kind of, you know, teetering on the idea of leaving last season. Yeah, had offers. He is more likely going to go.
Yeah.
So I think Salah's, even if you're going to cash on one player again, what, 150 plus?
Yeah.
You get Salah out the door a bit more. Do you know what I mean? You can get more forward lines. There's definitely more options of covering Salah than there is covering Van Dijk right now.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. So, I mean, it's weird to say because right wingers is just one of the is so many left wingers in the world. You know, the right wingers is just so impossible to find.
Yeah, because you have to find this. It's this whole shit now, and it has to be left-footed.
Left-footed, yeah. It has to be left-footed and be able to score goals.
Everyone wants inverted. Everyone wants this inverted guy. Yeah, so this guy has to be left-footed.
It's funny because Saka's the player, isn't it? If you're gonna for a Liverpool team right now, if you're gonna get rid of Salah, you get Saka in. But that's basically impossible to get.
Yeah, I don't know. Is Saka the guy? Because Saka's not even like
not the guy, performing. But the closest guy. Let's put it that way. The closest, I think.
I don't know, man.
But like, now you can argue Bowen. Bowen's.
Nah, it wouldn't be like that level. It has to be someone young, like explosive. You know, you have if you're gonna get rid of someone like Salah, you have to get people off their seat again. You can't bring someone like Bowen. He's not gonna get you off your seat.
No, he's not gonna get you. But I'm saying, like, if we're looking at attribute wise, what possibly could work? I think Bowen could work.
Nah,
the problem is Bowen just signed a new contract, so that I don't think that's in the question as well.
The guy's like 26, bro. He's not gonna grow.
Yeah. That's like, the thing. That's one thing as well.
There's that element of like when players play for West Ham or like that kind of. He's 27 actually. When players play for that level of caliber of team, and then when they go to the bigger team, can they hack it? You know, when they're young, they can probably hack it. The transition is easier.
Mm.
But at this age, no chance, man. That's suicide. You know.
But don't you think you need someone older because of where Liverpool are right now?
They need to be these type of players. No one signs. Oh, look at Man City signed Jeremy Doku. He's killing it in the league.
That
21?
Would be a good one, yeah. Doku.
21 already smashing it right now. Real Madrid, their fucking wingers are probably like the youngest in the top divisions, and they're probably the best. Vinicius Junior, arguably probably the best winger in the world right now. Yeah. Like, in out of the guys he's going toe to toe with, Son. I can't even think of anyone else.
On the left?
Yeah.
Rashford, Son. Maybe.
Nah, Rashford. I ain't even got Rashford. Man. He's fucking shit, bro.
Doku. Yeah,
in terms of, like, right now, like, Son, that's it. Who else?
Yeah, I can't think of him. Like, you can argue probably Sane or someone like that. Gnabry, maybe. But even then, they're not on the level. They're not on the level.
This guy's like 20, 21 now probably, and he's the best in the world. So I'm Liverpool, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at Real Madrid and I'm being like, look.
Do you know who would have been really good? Kudus. But obviously if he's went to West Ham, I think Kudus would have been a good one.
Yeah, I think Kudus would have been okay, but again, I don't think that's gonna cut it, man. Like, you can't lose Salah and then get Kudus. Like, you have to get some guy. You have to do extensive research on this one. If I'm Liverpool, I'm researching now. Like, I'm sending scouts out all over the gaff. You know, I'm finding this guy. The thing is, funny you say that,
they've got one in their ranks here, that Ben Doke. Yeah, he is going to be a sick player. But
yeah,
okay, they've got to be able to. It's too early. It's too early for to transition him into the team full time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to really put my eggs in on that as well. Like, you don't know how their progression can be. It could end up like a Dominic Solanke. You
know, yeah, yeah. The hype. Kind of you need to. Yeah. 100%.
See, you've got to find some guys, 21, like, you know, at that age, early 20s, plays in Europe somewhere, electrifying, you know, this guy. You know, like, he has to be electrifying. Pace.
Mm.
Dribble, skill, gets a few goals, assist, and when he comes here, that's where you develop the guy. It has to be that caliber of player.
Or they need a caliber player. For example, Jurgen goes, you said, obviously, Xabi Alonso. They get Xabi Alonso in, and Xabi Alonso already knows someone from Bayer Leverkusen, for example, that can bring him in. So he already knows someone that can do what he's asking them to do. Do you know what I mean? So it's not much of an issue on transition. So it might not be a name thing. It might be just someone who fits into his philosophy. I don't. Apart from Xabi Alonso, is there anyone else really fit?
Yeah, I can't see it. Just because Xabi Alonso is an ex-player. He's an ex-player. I think he's wiped everyone else out of the race. You know, the running. Yeah, out of the running. So I think for that reason, it's Xabi Alonso, or that's it. There is no other option. I don't think.
a lot of people thought it would have been Gerrard, didn't it? Obviously, taking over Jurgen. But he's been shit. Being so shit. It's typical English, isn't it? Hype and media and whatnot.
Yeah, there's no knowledge. There's no knowledge.
No.
I think
there's no knowledge.
Mourinho was gassing him up as well, like Xabi Alonso as well. So I think there was an interview of talking about Xabi. I think they asked him who is out of all the players that you've coached, who is the one player that you think will be a great manager? And he said Xabi Alonso. Yeah, he said the same. He said same as me. He's like, his dad played football. He plays football. He's like, my dad played football. Obviously, I played football. He's like, obviously, I wasn't as good as Xabi Alonso. and then he's like, yeah, like, obviously, being as a manager, he's like, his knowledge is so vast, you know, in terms of how he reads the game, like, just when you speak to him, like, on that level, not like on the pitch when he plays, but he's like, just when you speak to him about his understanding of the game, you know, like the blocks, you know, like the defensive block, the midfield block, the offensive block, how he understands it. And that was back when he was 30. So obviously now he's like 42 or something like that, Xabi Alonso.
Look at the managers he's played under.
That's what I'm saying.
To be able to kind of like get all this information from Pep, Mourinho, not Klopp, sorry.
You've got to have that drive as well. Yeah. You know, Ancelotti, I think he must have been.
Ancelotti, yeah, of course. Benitez, been some top managers in there.
Yeah, see, you've got to have that understanding as well. Like, you see loads of players, they've been under top managers, but they can't be a manager because they don't understand the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when you listen to some of these pundits, like
just nonsense, isn't it? Jamie Redknapp and them. Like,
Yeah, nonsense, bro. Like even like Carragher and stuff like that. Sometimes nonsense,
But
bro. They stuff
the thing is, they talk about games like they were back in, like, I'm playing 4-4-2 back in the 90s and not nonsense like that.
Yeah.
They're not up to date on what's happening right now or
Yeah,
why
they
players are
don't
doing certain
understand the
things.
game, like you know what I mean? Like to certain extent. And then some of the stuff they say is quite bold, but you know, like you don't understand it to that deeper level, and then you're making these bold claims, and on top of that, you are a shit player.
So it doesn't add
You know
up,
what I mean?
essentially.
So, like, say, for example, if Mourinho sat there, Mourinho said XYZ, I'm gonna hold more weight onto Mourinho's name. Mourinho,
Exactly.
fucking manager, has been there, done it, fucking amazing to listen to. You know, like, or a mediocre player, and then you come out with these bold statements that most of the time are false. It's a bit questionable, you know, to listen to.
I
But then,
hear it.
yeah. It'll be interesting to see anyway what happens. But I think obviously it'll be a big transition period for Liverpool. You know, it'll be that kind of phase where he's going to want to come in, bring his own players. Who knows what even style of football that he wants to play. I know, I think I love Leverkusen. He plays like a 4-3-3 thing anyway, so it kind of
Pretty
makes
similar, isn't it?
sense.
The thing is, one thing I would say about Klopp, though, because and I give him the benefit, is the fact that he had to basically revamp that midfield, and I kind of think he's done that for someone to come in and obviously use them players already. So if you're looking at even Petetic, really, as a DM, if you're looking at McAllister, Endo's a bit older, of course, but still a reasonably good player. You've got Szoboszlai in there. You've got Jones, Elliot. Like, there's enough players to work with. You don't have to come in and basically revamp a certain area of the team. There's only certain players you've got to fill in. Do you know what I mean? That's the positive of what the next manager's got to do. And I can't gotta give praise to Klopp to be able to do that, and not, do you know what I'm saying? Not basically leave it like Ferguson did, where he basically just left them where they were all old. And you kind of had to revamp the whole squad and team in as a whole. There's only a few positions on the pitch. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's true. Like it's like a relatively decent squad, you know, in terms of like age. So yeah, but I think there's a lot of use out of it, a lot of players that you can potentially use. But you know, we've seen it time and time again, you know, like some players look good in one system, but then when they move over to a different system, they look shit, you know. So some players that we could be talking about today, you know, saying that, yeah, this guy, he's not going to be sold. He's definitely in Xavi Alonso's plan. And then, you know, a couple of months, he's gone.
I think Liverpool have to decide on a manager pretty early as well, because there's no point deciding on a manager late in the window and he's like, oh, I don't want these players and things like that. He's got they it's kind of it's going to be a bit of a hectic window for Liverpool to be able to.
Hard because obviously, like Xavi Alonso, they're going for the league,
That's what,
so
yeah, exactly.
he's not going to want to come out and say. It's like the similar kind of thing with Man United and Ten Hag, yeah. So we had Ralf Rangnick. We knew Ralf Rangnick's he's gone end of the season, yeah, because he was just brought in
It
to
was
like
interim, isn't it?
interim. So obviously the two names that were massively like linked to a Poch and
It was Ten Hag, isn't it?
Erik ten Hag. Poch was unemployed, he was just sitting on his ass. And then Ten Hag was the guy that we wanted. Now Ten Hag and Ajax, they were still going for the league, going for their obviously their local cup. And then they had a European Cup still to go for as well. I think that was a Europa League actually.
Europa League,
So I think they were still going for one. Rumours are obviously hotting up, but like I think you can't come out and obviously like take the job before the season ends, because it's firstly you're gonna like end up fucking all everything there up, because potentially your players could get demotivated and then you end up losing the league, losing that. Your fans don't like you now because you've been basically disloyal. And then it can go south really. So Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm not too keen on obviously the way Klopp's gone about it as well. Like, I think maybe you save it till later, this announcement. It's like how Ferguson done it. You know, he didn't tell everyone at the start of the season or like January, but he's retiring. Once the
Yeah, he
league
said
was
it like
won,
April, didn't it,
yeah,
basically.
once we won the league, and then he told everyone that he's retiring. But he's like, I knew since November, and I think he told like a few people. So like the board knew that this was happening, and that's it. But obviously, like the greatest like man manager, not telling the world that he's retiring or like he's leaving. He did that for a reason, you know, because obviously he knew that there's a task here that we need to achieve first, and then we can kind of, you know, let the news go out. Whereas, like, I feel like Klopp, I get it. People are saying, oh, it's motivation for the players to like win something, but I don't know, man. I think, like, there's a reason why Fergie probably didn't do it because the players are now going to be thinking, who's going to be here next season? Am I going to be in their plan? And then third, do I need to move? So do I need to contact my agent to start finding another club? Because
Also, you
this could
can
be a shit
argue
show.
it could be too emotional. Do you know what I mean? Where you get too riled up thinking, fuck, this is it. I gotta basically be able to be in a position where we can send off the manager in
Yeah.
style, isn't it? It might be too much. You just might get too emotional for certain players in the team.
I think he's come out a bit too early on this one, and I think it might shoot them in the foot, you know, in terms of that information, in terms of their own squad as well. So, be interesting to see how it plays out. But I think there's a reason why Fergie didn't put the information out so early, you know, and I'm quite for that reason because like, you've got Van Dijk coming out today now, saying
Yeah, a lot of people are gonna get questions,
Maybe,
you're
you know what I mean? He's come out already now. He's made it about him. Van
Yeah,
Dijk, it's not even
that's
about
true.
you, bro. Fucking the
Yeah.
manager's leaving. This guy's come out and he's there like, oh, maybe I leave, maybe I don't. He's, I need to
That's
see the
true. Yeah,
options.
that's a good way of putting it.
If you're saying I need to see options in football terminology, that means I'm looking for another club now. That's what that means in football
I'm waiting
terms.
for an offer. Wait for an offer to come through, basically.
Yeah. I've told my agent, fucking go see what's out there. Yeah. What offers I'm getting, how much I'm getting. But then if he's doing that, who else is doing that?
He's the only one that said it. It's indirectly said it publicly.
Yeah.
The
Maybe
other ones might just say,
Allison's there probably like, fuck it, I'm fucking old now as well. I
"Yeah,
can't be asked for this shit as well. I wanna fucking chill, earn my money,
let me go
snort some
relax."
coke. Yeah.
You better think, yeah, let me go back to even go to Saudi, getting nice payday, or go back
Then,
to Brazil or Barcelona, or do you know what I mean? Somewhere nice, basically.
yeah, so I think for that reason, I feel like it's I'm not for it. Like I don't know. I think there's going to be too much noise that Klopp has created from this. And every, like you said, every game's just going to be too emotional now.
I can't lie. In the media, it's obviously don't. I can't lie. For obviously Liverpool fans, it's been unbelievable for them. Yeah, it's been unreal, winning Champions League and the first Premier League and all of this. But it feels like he's passed away at certain times. You know what I mean? He's got that emotional. It feels like he's just gone, like Kobe. You know how Kobe went 4 years ago? It's just like that. It's mental. And I'm thinking all these compilations. All I'm like, all right, cool. I get it. I get it. Like it's raw, isn't it? This feeling, but it's getting too much. It wasn't, I'll be honest, it wasn't even like this when Wenger left. And Wenger was there for like 20 plus years.
Yeah, but like, I think Wenger one got sour.
It got sour, don't
I
get
think,
me wrong, but again, when
yeah,
he left,
Wenger made it sour, right?
yeah, but again, it was more based on him just saying, no, this is it. But again, when he came out and said the news, everyone was like, all right, fair, respectfully. Yes, you know what I'm saying? That's it. It's just respect.
I think the problem with Wenger was he should have retired earlier, or not retired, he should have
It
resigned or said
he
that I'm
should have gone
leaving
earlier.
earlier for the own respect and of his own name. Because I think the last
It
3 to 4 years of his,
tarnished his thing
yeah.
reputation a little bit.
And then you had that whole thing where like your Whoa. Fan base was like fighting each other.
Yeah, people were Wenger in, people were Wenger out, and
yeah,
I was Wenger in. I'll be honest, I was Wenger in.
Like only all the people that were Wenger out,
but they were going mad.
They were getting punched in the face, bro.
Yeah, they were getting
by like people
mad.
That are Wenger in, like your disrespect, all this kind of shit. But you've created this divide now in the fan base just because of one person.
Yeah,
like, obviously, person obviously being Wenger, but I feel like, yeah, I feel like he probably loved that club too much. He should have ran out of energy like 4 years ago, bro.
He should. I think after the FA Cup, I'm done. He should have said, "I'm done."
I have no energy, man.
The thing is, he should have said, "All right, let me go upstairs, innit? Let me go to the board and be part of that for a bit." So when the new manager comes in, because we had an opportunity for Klopp to come in as Wenger's replacement at one point. I think it was like 2013, 2014. And Klopp were kind of suited what Arsenal were doing at the time, obviously under Wenger. And that would have been perfect. But again, obviously that didn't happen. He went to Liverpool, done his bids. A lot of questions coming out, Jane. Is Klopp a better Premier League manager than Wenger? There's a lot of verses going on. I think it's disrespectful. I'll be honest right now. I think it's disrespectful to say that Wenger is not better than Klopp. Sorry, I think it's disrespectful for you to say, yeah, for Klopp's better than Wenger in the Premier League. I think it's just disrespectful. Now, you can. There's fours and against it both. But is it wrong time? I think it's wrong time to say it, because I think we should do it when it's all said and done at the end of the season.
No, I think you look at Klopp when he retires. Like, it's hard to say now. Yeah, but
I'm talking just Premier League. I'm talking just Premier League.
Yeah, I think Premier League. Like, Wenger won two leagues?
Three leagues.
One invincible. I think it's a difficult one, man. Like, one.
He won double. He won two doubles.
Klopp won one league.
Invincible.
Yeah, but it depends. Like, now, if Klopp was there for 27, 26 years or whatever.
You can say he might win
21 years or whatever. Another 11 years.
Yeah, you can say he might win another four, let's say. Do you know what I'm saying? I can give you that argument. But if we look at what they've just done, the thing is, everyone's going to say, okay, he's won a Champions League.
This is the same, like, I think, from my perspective, I lost respect for Arsene Wenger. Yeah, I thought, obviously, the ideology of football and stuff like that, great manager. Yeah, the style that he was playing, like, amazing. I reckon himself to put the name out in the, you know, to be that guy whose name lives forever. He should have cut Arsenal 10 years ago. Not even four, man. He should have cut 10 years ago. Real Madrid.
Yeah,
go Real Madrid. Yeah. You know, like, cement your name in world football, you know, like, in the history books. And I feel like he just stayed too long. Like, and obviously a lot of things were not in his control in terms of transfers. Who are you going to blame as a fan base? You know, like, the fan base only blame one. That's the manager.
Yeah, because, you know, that's what
like
we
all
see.
All the shit that happened at Man United, yeah. What's the easiest thing? You can't get rid of the owners. That's hard, bro. Like, easiest
it's
thing.
Possible,
for,
basically.
Like, look at us, Man United. Yeah, who are you going to get rid of? The manager. Easy,
yeah, yeah,
easy
it's
to
one,
get rid
it's
of the manager.
One target. It's the one target. What? That's where they get all the screwing.
Yeah, so this is obviously the issue, right? So, like, now, I reckon he's kind of tarnished his kind of name. Obviously, you being an Arsenal fan, you probably see it differently. But I think from my perspective, I reckon he could have had a far greater career in a managerial sense than what he has had. And no, truly on the fact that because he just stayed loyal to one club, Arsenal. Yeah, I think for that reason.
I 100% agree with what you're saying. Because he could have definitely had a far superior CV, recognition in the game, all this other stuff from a global, not even globally, but more from a European standpoint. He could have had more on his resume.
But I reckon he would have got more respect as well.
Yeah, 100%. He would have got more respect.
And you're telling me he didn't want to manage these clubs one
nah,
day.
Nah, bro, come on. Look at the teams that are coming in from Madrid, Barca.
Yeah, but you're telling me one day he didn't want to do it.
Like, no, I think so. I think deep down he was thinking, you know what, I know I can go there and do a job.
Because think about it, like, if you're a manager or a player or whatever, like you know you're good, yeah? Now the team is not doing so well because of resources available or whatever, like, there's only so much you can do as an individual now, yeah? So it's either you go down with that team as well, or you be like, you know what, I've done enough here, I've done as much as I can, I have to now let go and look out for myself. So I want to enjoy the Real Madrid experience. You know, I want to put my name on the Champions League. I want to win a Champions League once in my life. You know,
yeah. The thing is, you're right, he would have got more respect. Because I think a lot of Arsenal fans thinking, if he did go Madrid, we were thinking, all right, fine. Do you know what I mean? You deserve Madrid. You deserve to leave for Real Madrid, one of the best clubs in the world. You deserve the chance to go and have the opportunity of managing Madrid and do what you need to do on Madrid. It's similar to I think of you when you say it, Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry, bro, he's the biggest idol at Arsenal, you know, ever, arguably. Yeah. He left because he knew he's not going to be able to get the best out of himself at Arsenal.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right,
he
cool.
wanted the Champions League.
Yeah. And he said, okay, look, I got this opportunity from Barcelona. I'm going to go. He went with Pep and he won the treble. Or the sixth
treble. If you want to think of Thierry Henry, say if he stayed at Arsenal, retired at Arsenal.
Yeah.
You wouldn't look at Thierry Henry as the same person as we look at him when he went to Barcelona.
Yeah. 100%.
There would be a question of debate. You know, Thierry Henry didn't win the Champions League, all that kind of stuff, whatever it is.
Would he be able to do it in other leagues and this and that and all these ifs and buts?
But he actually went and he went out and done it. Fair play to him. I reckon Wenger should have done the same. So on that question, is Klopp better than Arsene Wenger? I think, say if Klopp wins the Champions League and he wins the league this season.
Yes, then I'll say yes. If we're talking if he wins just the Premier League, it's I don't think there's much of. I think it's 50-50. I can argue it's 50-50. But it's tough. It's tough if Liverpool win the league this season. Let's say they do the double win it. Let's say they get the FA Cup as well with it. It's tough. It's tough to, as an Arsenal fan, to argue that Klopp is not better than Wenger. But it's going to come more from if an Arsenal fan and Liverpool fan are saying this, it's going to come from more from emotion and passion, isn't it? Rather than, do you know what I mean? Sense sometimes. I think sometimes the clubs that don't support these guys
have the most rationale.
Have the most kind of it's just one of them ones. But I think it's a good question. I think it's a good argument. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's one I would have liked to have seen him just leave.
Who's this? Wenger.
Arsene Wenger. Yeah.
It's one of the biggest ifs in football.
I feel like he just got made too much of a joke. I think when Mourinho came in to the league, Mourinho just killed this guy. Like, he absolutely destroyed his career.
Yeah.
Single-handedly finished him. You know, Chelsea, you know, because he was the team of London, yeah? So it was Man United, Arsenal, Man United, Arsenal, Man United, Arsenal. So Arsenal were the team of London. Yeah, everyone was shit, bro. No one near it. This guy's coming, Roman Abramovich come in. He's coming with this big who I am, you know, like, bought all these players. He's gone second fiddle now. There's a gap, bro. You know, Chelsea are here. You lot are down there now. You know, there's a gap. And then
but
below
the thing
that
is,
like,
we Tottenham, moved to our like, new stadium as well. Where he wasn't able to spend money. The bank told him he has to get top four, 3 out of 4 seasons. Otherwise, we're not giving you this money. That's how peak is. He had to sell. Bro, imagine selling your best player every season and replacing you with a player that's not even like...
That concept is flawed because Tottenham have spent fuck knows how many more times.
Nah, it's different. It's different, though. It is different.
Yeah. And then Tottenham are spending.
No, it's but different though, because I think
I think it's different is because Tottenham a bit more, you know, like performance. Well, recently a bit more like performance. Yeah, we need to like, we got this big stadium. We need to fill it. We need to go for success now. Yeah, we can't just be the shitty Tottenham now.
Yeah,
so we
yeah.
have to sign players and all this kind of stuff. Like, so they're back in the case now, and I feel like with Arsenal they kind of just rode the wave where it was like, okay, cool, we're second best. Man United are there. There's no one really here, third and fourth. No one's competing. Yeah, so it's calm.
It's true. It's yeah, there wasn't. It was still so like, the big.
We've got this new stadium. Yeah, we've got this new stadium, but we don't need to invest. So like, obviously, that's where Arsene Wenger got fucked with the lack of investment.
Mm.
Obviously the similar kind of thing with Ferguson. Like, he didn't have much money to spend as well. Like, it was kind of like constant fighting. Like, he had to fight with the owners to spend. The thing with United and Ferguson was that the fans obviously always hated the Glazers since they joined. Yeah, Ferguson overshadowed that with the success.
Mm.
Now, obviously, if now Ferguson had come out in the media and said that we're not getting the finances, money to spend, and all that kind of stuff, the fans would have gone mental on the owners. Yeah, because at the time when Ferguson was there, if Ferguson said Ronaldo's shit, as fan base, you're like, okay, Ronaldo.
It's fine. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Ferguson words go.
Big boss has said it.
Yeah,
that's
how much respect the fan base had for this guy. Yeah, if he dropped a player got sold, this guy weren't playing. Yeah, you're like, okay, Fergie, like whatever. He knows what he's doing. Like Fergie.
Well, you did it with like Varane and like, do you know what I mean? Signing one season, you're Chelsea. That's it.
You know what I mean? So like, there was a time where we had lack of spending as well, but obviously his element of like manage the squad, how he used to spend his money and all that kind of stuff was different. And I think Wenger, that aspect of Wenger, I don't think he was as good as Fergie, you know, in terms of like buying the players. And I think he used to buy certain players that were okay. Like, for example, like attackers, he was good at picking up.
Yeah. He knew,
He was shambolic.
Like, terrible.
Yeah. I don't know what this guy thought. It was FIFA or something, bro. Like, you know, like, this is calm. Like, my attack, well, I'll just outscore them. You know,
the thing is, he inherited one of the best back fours in English football at the time. Yeah. And then he got, obviously, Colatori, he was on trial. So he's seen him anyway. Again, peanuts. He got Sol Campbell on a free. Ashley Cole came through the ranks.
Isan
Lauren, who is a basically, he was a winger. And he said, oh, don't worry, you're good on the ball. Play right back instead. So he kind of, then he made, obviously, a new back four. Fair enough. But after that, you can argue, 100% I agree with what you said. His IQ of finding players who were good defensively was not non-existent, but basically very, very low. It wasn't much there. But if you look at the attackers he signed, my goodness, like, these players were sick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rzyski, Nasri, Haleb, all these sorts of guys.
Yeah. That's what hindered Wenger, I think. Because he used to take spending, you know, like if it was his money going out of his pocket.
I ain't spending much.
This guy's got economics. He's got economics degree. Like, Fergie would sign Rio Ferdinand for 30 million. Yeah. Fergie's thing was, if I sign this guy for 30 million today, within 3 years, I'm profit. Yeah. Why am I in profit? Because he's probably going to win me 2 leagues.
Yeah. That's how good he is, isn't it?
If he wins me fucking 2 leagues, calm. I can sell him season 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's done his job. He's won me 2 leagues. That's what players are for. Fergie understood the concept of transfers and stuff like that. You know, you can't look for value and have this conception of, oh, prices are so inflated, all that kind of stuff. You know what it is. You sign players because their careers are short term. They're there to reach an objective, which is to win shit.
Mm.
Yeah, whether that's league, the Champions League, whatever the fuck it is, yeah. You know, like, that's what it was.
It's the same when Klopp signed Van Dijk. He knew Van Dijk was able to get him, and Alisson, obviously. They were players there to get him to the next stage of winning a league or Champions League. That's there.
100%.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's the next guy in the machine to essentially get you there.
100%. And, like, every manager now, they, you know, for you to win the league or whatever it is, I feel like Wenger just, I don't know, man. I just don't feel like he sometimes understood that concept as well as what he should have. I think the max fees that he spent was like, oh, Shavin, if
15 million, I think.
Was it like 40 or something? No,
nah, 15. It came in the.
Who's the guy he signed for 40? Didn't he sign someone for 40 mil?
Aubameyang came. He signed again. That was a bit later on, though. That was more after he signed Lacazette around that time. 50 million, 40 million. Then Aubameyang came a year after.
Ozil
came. Yeah, 45, something like that. 40, 45. That was the one. You know, when you're thinking, my goodness, how have you got basically Madrid's playmaker to come to Arsenal? You know, at the time it was Arsenal in terms of how. He was unbelievable, but still, it's true. He wasn't.
I think those kind of things, he should have relinquished his duty from it. But I feel like because he's been there for so long, obviously the club probably respected him.
He gets the last.
They weren't gonna take that away from him.
100%. That's the thing, isn't it? It's a difficult one. You can't just take the power away from him, or say have less of it because of how much he's done for the club and things like that. Like, he built the stadium himself, basically. With what he was done. It was just unfortunate at the time that obviously when we built the stadium, that's when Chelsea basically became who they were and obviously spending how much they were, getting all the managers. And obviously Mourinho suited that Chelsea team, suited who Chelsea wanted to become and all these sorts of things. Also all these inputs and maybes, isn't it? I think Wenger stayed a minimum 4 years too long. Minimum. People can argue... You can, it's
yeah, I think minimum 4 years.
Yeah, it's minimum 4 years because there was.
I think basically, when did he retire?
Was it 2018?
2018, yeah.
Something like that, give or take.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And then, yeah, definitely.
2014, I think we won the FA Cup against, I think, I can't remember who it was, against Villa, maybe.
Yeah, then if I'm Wenger, I'll retire after.
Yeah, I'm thinking, all right, fine. I'm the most successful FA Cup holder, whatever, manager ever. Just go out, call it there. The team he left, I think, it was good. It was calm. There wasn't much to be changed in terms of age and stuff like that. But the next person come in, do a job. And Klopp was available. It wasn't like there wasn't available, or no one was available at the time. But even then, I look at the teams back, bro. I'm thinking, yeah, the attacking-wise, well, we had some of the best players, not best players, but... Well, some of the most like amazing players to watch. Do you know what I mean? Like, this attacking wise, the squad was so stacked to be able to kind of not give a title defense, title charge, but to be in the picture for long periods of time. Yeah. It's just the defense was never going to be there, realistically. If you're banking on man's like fucking Scalacci and Giroud and Senderos, and my goodness, the names are long, man. Frimpong and I don't even know, man. Jenkins.
Sanya Clichy.
Sanya Clichy, I think they were good. Fullbacks were an issue at the time.
Yeah.
At the time. Them two were very good for Arsenal.
Almunia, bro. You always
My God.
The deadest.
I love it, man. Fucking Munia. Oh, cost of the Champions League, man.
Then you had Chesney. He was fucking dead, bro.
Chesney was the best out of a shit crop.
Yeah, he's the best of the shit.
Yeah, that's it. That's not even fucking even good.
Who was the other guy you fucking had as well?
We had Manone, we had flipping...
That guy was dead.
Fabianski,
yeah.
So bad.
That was another area where he thought, yeah, I don't need to spend any money here.
But you know what? He loved talking to man's like, you know what I mean? Like he's their son. He treat people like their son all the time. And you're like, then he's like, oh, once you get the relationship, he's like, I cannot sell you. I cannot sell my son. And be like, shit like that, innit? You know what I mean? Just like, that sort of aura you'd have in the dressing room.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't blame like people like Adebayor, Van Persie, Nasri, all these men leaving because they know they're better than what Arsenal were at the time. So it's not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
This is the thing, innit? It comes back to the point where short career, especially from a footballer's perspective, you know, I want to go win shit. So what do I do? Do I just hang here, get known as an Arsenal legend, or do I cement my name in world football?
Yeah, 100%. That's what I mean. It was in a moment at the... Even in life in general where loyalty wasn't there anymore. You know what I'm saying? If you're talking 10 years prior before that, it was all about loyalty and be able to become a legend at your own football club. As time went on, it was more like, okay, players were going to have a shorter career and have 3 year stints at clubs and move on. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And get success and move on, essentially, like managers do now.
Yeah.
10, 20 years ago, 15 plus years ago, actually, managers stayed for long periods of time. You would see a football club and you'd be like, okay, that's Sir Alex Ferguson. You'd see Arsenal, that's Wenger. You'd even see someone at Bolton, you'd be like, that's Sam Allardyce.
Yeah.
You'd see Everton, you'd say, okay, that's Moyes. Then it became, okay, managers come and go, like Mourinho did, didn't it? Mourinho kind of was the first one. Stayed at Chelsea for 3 years, moved on. Just moved to another club. That's probably just
sacked, didn't he?
Yeah, he got sacked. First time. I thought first time he just left.
You got sacked every time.
Oh, it's just every time then. Yeah, then obviously Chelsea was a bit different then again. More prone on success.
Inter Milan, Porto, I think were the only ones where he didn't get sacked in his career.
Yeah, because obviously Porto went to Chelsea and then Inter went to Madrid, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Madrid. Did he get sacked from Madrid?
Yeah, sacked.
That's because he didn't win the war, innit, with Pep.
Oh, he won it. He won the league, didn't he?
That's not enough, though, innit? He got fucking absolutely demolished in the Champions League semi-finals.
Yeah.
But again, that team was a joke.
Team was a joke. And then on top of that, then they had all the referee briberies and stuff.
This is what I'm seeing. I don't understand why nothing's being said about this in the media anymore. We hear a lot about City going, oh, bro, we should have a Champions League then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm banking on...
Yeah, but I think that time was when Pep Guardiola was...
Was it after 06? Yeah, shit then. Shit, man. We ain't getting...
Funny, all these like briberies and all these charges seem to follow Pep Guardiola. So.
Bayern's the only one, isn't it? Because Bayern's...
Yeah, wait for that one to come out.
It will, it will. To be fair, look at his... I was watching it yesterday, his documentary on BBC. Sick, man. How he became who he is.
Who?
Pep Guardiola's. It's on iPlayer. Oh. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks shattered as well, you know.
Hey, he looks sad. Did you hear the interview of when they asked, when they obviously about his response to Klopp leaving?
No.
He goes, basically, in a nutshell, he goes, oh, a bit of Man City has kind of left as well. Because obviously how much he was able to kind of go toe-to-toe with against City. But he was like, yeah, he goes, I'm sure he'll be back. A lot of people are saying, yeah, Klopp's going to go to Germany, isn't it? Even though Nagelsmann just got the job, funny enough.
I'm not too sure.
I don't want to see Klopp in national football just yet. Not now, man. Yeah. It's too early.
I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to Bayern, because that's normal.
Even after his Dortmund days.
Yeah, it's normal. Like, look at all the players, man. All the fucking players played. Lewandowski, fucking Hummels, Götze.
I hear it. Fucking, like, they all...
it's not that deep. It's not that deep in Germany. That's the thing.
For us, isn't it? For us, it's quite, as in English, isn't it? It's quite deep. Yeah, maybe
it's
less.
In Germany, it's fine. Like, so, I don't, maybe he goes there. You know,
what about the Barca one? Because obviously, Xavi's...
I don't know what Tuchel was doing there, bro. Tuchel was trying to sign like Trippier. He's got fucking Dyer there.
Yeah, what's that about, man?
Like,
Eric Dyer, Bayern. What the fuck?
German fans are probably going mental right now. There's probably like a line now where they've had enough of this guy. You know,
you get these rejects from England.
He's crossing the fucking line here, you know.
He is crossing the line. You can't be signing Eric Dyer. That's embarrassing, man. That's embarrassing.
And then they're not even top of the league.
Oh, they're getting pumped. They're getting pumped, man. I think they lost their home game last week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's a ticking time bomb, you know, this guy. I think they'll give him to end of season, but...
Don't you think he would take the Bayern job, don't get me wrong, but what about the Barca job?
Nah, there's too much constraints, man. Like,
isn't Ancelotti leaving Madrid?
I think he's umming and ahhing at the moment.
Because he wants to go...
try their best.
I keep hearing Brazil. Ancelotti, Brazil.
Yeah, he wants to go to Brazil. That's definitely one. But I think he keeps umming and ahhing, and I think Real Madrid don't want to let him go. So he was supposed to go last season, but
They
I
might let
think.
him go now, considering if they can get Klopp. They might say, okay, fine, we'll get Klopp in. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it depends what Klopp wants. He says he ran out of energy. Does he want a break? Like, because if you say you ran out of energy, then you just go football to another
True.
club.
That's true. That's actually true. Yeah, you
Surely,
can't just say go to another club.
surely that means you. Well, now you
Yeah.
got your energy back
What's it
from that
called?
2 weeks.
Sabbatical. You're basically gonna take a sabbatical for a bit.
Yeah,
That's what Pep did, isn't it? After Barca,
I
but
think they'll stretch it out. Yeah, I think Ancelotti might go one more season, and they'll call it.
and then Pep comes in. Oh, sorry, not Pep. Klopp comes in. Jürgen.
Yeah, Klopp. I mean, who knows? There might be some other manager around. They've got the Sporting Lisbon manager. He looks quite good. Amorim.
Do you think?
Ruben.
What about
Yeah.
De Zerbi?
De Zerbi. I think De Zerbi will go somewhere. I think we'll get rid of Ten Hag end of season as well. So we'll have a new manager.
I've heard De Zerbi to United links. I've seen a
That is
brief
the
bit.
one that makes sense. That is the one that makes sense. There's him, and then there's obviously Ruben,
The one that you
Amorim.
just said, the
Yeah,
Sporting Lisbon.
Lisbon. Yeah, I think he's South American, this guy. But I think De
What?
Zerbi makes sense. I think if you're gonna get someone, you get De Zerbi.
I'm surprised. Like, I don't know. Maybe he's not looking for a job, but Zidane. I don't understand why Zidane doesn't get linked to certain jobs.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's a weird one as well. I don't know
he's a,
what he's
such a
doing.
top manager. Like, look at
I
what
feel
he
like the
done.
more time he leaves it now, like the less relevant he's going to be, because there's going to be newer managers that come into play, and then he's not managed for so long.
2018, basically 6 years. He's not done nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Long,
So,
long. That's too long of a
at
sentence.
least go do a PhD or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go do something just on part time, basically for a bit. I think he's waiting for the France job. You know, I think he's just like, you know what? Let me just get the French job. But the problem with Deschamps is doing so well with France. And how can you not do well with that squad,
France.
isn't it? France, isn't it? Come on, man. It's France.
France.
France. I went to France, isn't it? They
Why
said it's
do you
France.
say that?
Because they said it's
France.
France. They said, oh, we're France. We're not French. We're not France. We're France. I was like, all right. We're France.
France.
Spoke to Mbappe,
Can't recognize fucking French himself.
No, the thing is with Deschamps doing so sick. I mean, look at that squad, isn't it? Even
Yeah, that's
though,
probably
bro,
anyone can do
their
well, bro.
C team is fucking insane.
Bro, Thierry Henry would win a World Cup.
It's
He's a
true, isn't
man.
it? It's true, it's true.
He's fucking dead as well.
Hey,
Manager,
leave him,
right?
man. Leave him. He's manager,
Dead
isn't he?
manager.
He's better. He tries, isn't he? He tries. To be fair, he's actually at France under 21s.
He? I thought he's at Belgium or like Portugal now.
No, so no. So obviously, Martinez went to Portugal,
Yeah.
and Henri got offered the France under 21s job. So he's currently he's France under 21s manager.
Oh,
He's working
so.
with Deschamps right now. To be fair, that's like a big thing, isn't it? Imagine being the under 21s manager
Yeah.
in France. That's pretty mad. And they got their team's insane. They're youngsters.
Easy for him as well, isn't
It'll be easier than the jobs he's had before. I'll put it
it?
that
Yeah, there's
way.
no expectation there. You can lose. That's fine.
Yeah, what you're just expected to basically win. We're not even win. Basically, give
You're not even
opportunities to
expected to win.
youngsters.
Yeah, that's it.
Just
That's
give
it.
up.
It's just a breeding ground. So you can
Yeah,
just lose as much as you want.
pretty much. But as long as he gets a few starlight players,
Yeah.
that's for him to. And he's able to kind of. I know he enjoys all the punditry and stuff like that. So I'm guessing he gives him time to do that sort of stuff. And he's obviously at home in France. So he's
France.
in France.
He probably lives here, no?
Probably, yeah, he said London. He loves London, eh? So
Yeah.
I don't know, I wouldn't be surprised. Paris is only down the road anyway. So,
Yeah,
do
true.
you know what I mean?
I didn't know Thierry Henry was divorced.
Yeah. He divorced a while back.
Yeah, Nicole. I got this right. Oh, no. Claire Mary. Claire Murray.
But you got divorced like time back, I think.
The son's name is Tia Henry.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Tia. Tia.
Yeah, the door. The door's...
Oh, I thought you said Thierry.
No, yeah. Tia. Madden. But it's got like a little apostrophe above the E. Could be Thierry, and basically.
That's mad. That's too personal for me to get into. You know, I love that guy too much, man. I'm not getting into his family issues, bro. I'm never going to be able to speak to the guy.
And now he's married again to Andrea Rajajic.
What sort of podcast has this become, bro? Family excursions or something? What's this? This guy's gone through the whole family tree. Ancestry.com.
No, I'm just trying to have a look in it. Why is he always flirting with that BT presenter?
Oh, the CBS one.
Single man.
It's funny because she just got engaged as well.
She just got engaged. Yeah. So, he's looking for another divorce. Divorce number two, bro.
Yeah. She's going to be a number one, bro. She's not even married yet.
Yeah, so she can exit off in it. Yeah,
true. Semi. Oh, well. We leave you there, man. Family tree. Ancestry.com. Who are we doing next week? Jürgen Klopp. Check what his is on. All right. We leave it there, guys. Appreciate it. And we'll see you on the next one.